Wendy, my best friend in the whole wide world, Grant Mulvey, is here. Grant and I just spent Canadian Thanksgiving together a few short days ago. We had a great time.
We did, Bill. Yes, thank you.
It was a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thanks for bringing the cranberry sauce.
Did you enjoy it this year? Because last year it was runny. You said it was runny.
It was a little bit runny. Oh. This was much better this year.
Thank you. Did you get the gelatinous can one this year to bring?
Yeah. Yes, we did.
That one's never runny.
Yes, we did.
How are you, Grant?
I'm doing great, Wendy. How are you?
Excited about Blackhawks season. Great news for the Cubs and the Cubs fans. I'm a White Sox fan, but I found it in my heart. I can't hate the Cubs anymore. This is such a great team, but I couldn't wait for the Blackhawks to start, if you want to know the truth, and that is tonight.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Cubs are a special team.
Absolutely.
They're very similar to the way the Blackhawks were in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a great, you know, if you kind of look at the history of the Blackhawks, you know, they had to find their way to win. And they got beat in 2008, they got beat in 2009, in 2010 they won the championship. And the Cubs right now, you have to love the position that they're in. They're young, they have fun, they've got a great coach.
Absolutely.
They have a great management team, they've restructured their whole thing, and everything is you know, perfect to win and to keep players around and to really enjoy watching this team for the next 10 years. And hopefully we'll see a World Series out of it.
That would be
nice.
I
hope so for you guys. Really. It's time.
For you guys.
Well, we could have two winning teams in Chicago. It's been a while, 05 since the White Sox. But
right.
We can have two teams in Chicago. Something has grown in me, Grant.
Yeah. Well, you know, you had to love the White Sox in 2005.
Yep.
They did it. And then the Blackhawks. And, you know, now let's hope the Cubs and the Blackhawks are the winning teams again.
And then the Bears, Bill.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah. That's very, very close. You know, I made the argument to Wendy the other day, Grant, that the Cubs have almost become baseball's equivalent of the Blackhawks for some of the reasons you just mentioned. But I've heard other people say that it's actually the Giants that are more structured like the Blackhawks, with the way they haven't been able to win the World Series every year, but they've staggered it like every other year for the last couple of years, similar to the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah. I thought last night, watching that game last night, I was a little nervous. You know, they come back to Chicago and it's 2-2 tied. Anything can happen at that point, and for us to squeak it out. But isn't it amazing for us to win those games that we didn't win before?
Yes.
And that's just a sign. That, to me, is one more sign that the Cubs are special, and this is a special year.
Grant, I know you've played in other cities. Isn't there something special about the relationship Chicagoans have with sports? I know there's other great sports towns around the country, no doubt about that. But the people who live here just kind of breathe the sports, don't they?
It is. It's a special, it's an extremely awesome city when you retire from the game and you make your living in this city. I've enjoyed this city for 30 years since I retired, and it's just a great city for former players to live in, and because of that, it makes it a great city, a great example of a young man that won a championship here, went off to a different city, and now is back, is Soupy Campbell. He wanted to play for the Blackhawks because he wanted to live in this city, and it's a great city to raise your family. It's a great city to live. It's super in the summertime.
Yeah.
And the wintertime, it's wonderful with the Blackhawks and the Bulls. And you know, look, we have Hamilton here that is just awesome. And the museums. I just had a friend of mine from Canada come and visit me, and she's big into museums. And she went to museums on top of museums, the photography museum. Just unbelievable. So it's really a special city that way.
Sure.
All right, so tonight we have some new players.
Yeah.
They're like little babies.
Well, yeah, they are little babies. You know, it's really special, I think, what's going on again at the Blackhawks. They probably have 4 or 5 young players that are, and today Panic is in the lineup, Hartman's in the lineup, The guy with the H last name. I'm not going to butcher it that bad on radio here. But and then there's a couple of guys that aren't going to make the lineup tonight that are probably going to start the season down in the minors. That's very good for them. Nick Schmaltz is one of them. I think he's a talented hockey player. I saw him last year in the NCAA finals, and they won it. He played for North Dakota, mm-hmm. and Nick was the star of the game. And he had a good training camp. He has to learn how to play defensive, the game defensively. And he'll be a marvelous star here with Chicago.
Grant, for these rookies, it's one thing to all of a sudden come into the NHL and play before a huge packed house like they do. But is there also something to the fact that all of a sudden you're used to playing minor league hockey and then you're on the ice, not just in a major league stadium, but you're playing alongside of Taves and Kane and Hossa and all these guys that are future Hall of Famers. Does that play into it a little bit too?
Oh, absolutely. You're intimidated. I remember getting on the ice my first year. We had an exhibition game against Hartford Whalers. And Gordie Howe was, he played left wing, and usually he played right wing, but he was on the ice and he lined up against me. Davey Keon was the centerman.
Former Maple Leaf?
Yeah. And Johnny McKenzie was the right winger. And I looked and I said, I'm taking this one off. I'm just going to watch. These were three of my favorite guys, you know. So you have to, when you're playing the game, you have to, you know, take those steps, which are very important. And today, what I think they do better than ever is that it's a different lifestyle also, and you have to be better prepared. Wendy, you know, you have two young boys and you know, they have to learn to eat differently. They have to learn to prepare differently. They have to wash their own clothes. And
see, I can't imagine my boys doing any of the aforementioned stuff.
Exactly. And these guys are only 18, 19, 20 years old coming here. And so they have to learn that. And going to Rockford and it sounds so terrible to go to the minors, but it's a great place to learn all those fundamentals that will help you become a better pro.
Grant, it's been said before that of the four major sports of baseball, football, basketball, and hockey, the young guys coming up through hockey are far more appreciative than the guys in the other three sports just because of what they've had to go through to get to where they are. Do you see something in that?
Well, I certainly think that the hockey players come up a different way. They don't go to college, and they're not, or they do, some of them go to college, but they come up a different way. They come up through the junior ranks. Their growth, if you want to say, from 12 years old on is quite different than football, quite different than basketball, and quite different than baseball. However, seeing the way the Cubs have, and Chris Bryant is just, to me, one of my favorite athletes out there. And he just, he's just the right kind of player. He's very much like Jonathan Toews. He's a great leader. He's a great player. And those guys came up the correct way. Mm-hmm. And so he parallels any hockey player, in my eyes, the way that he was raised and the way that he is performing today and how he looks, you know, just at the way Chicago and Chicago Cubs and what an influence he is to the community.
Sure. Yep.
We have to take a quick break. Can we continue talking with your best friend in the whole wide world?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to ride bikes. I want that recipe for those cranberries.
I can get you that recipe, Grant. Don't you worry. I have it with me. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Grant Mulvey is here. We're talking Blackhawks hockey. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN, along with Grant Mulvey. Oh, sure, he's a Blackhawk great, but he, at the top of his resume, it says that he is my best friend in the whole wide world. Grant, we were talking about the Cubs and the Blackhawks and their relationship. I'm sure you saw this picture that the Blackhawks all took last week. It's a team photo, and they're all holding up a blue letter W and wishing the Cubs well in the playoffs. That was a class move.
Oh, it was fabulous. And as I said earlier, Jonathan Toews and Chris Bryant we're so blessed to have them in our city. Jonathan Toews, I actually texted Jonathan Toews after they won the Canada Cup, And the Canada Cup down here doesn't mean a whole lot. It's a new entry into exposure for the game of hockey in North America and worldwide. But in the international cities in Europe, the World Cup is huge. It's like soccer. And to win the World Cup, the first one they ever had, it's very special. And I texted Jonathan Toews and in congratulations, even though I'm a U.S. citizen now.
I know.
And you know what? His first comment was, thanks, but how are you doing?
Oh,
what a nice guy.
How's it going? How was the summer? Just unbelievable, unselfish. He's just a fantastic human being. And I don't know Chris Bryant, but I think that's the same kind of guy Chris Bryant is also.
Yep, you can tell. Yeah, that's excellent.
And I also mentioned, too, how the Blackhawks are and the Cubs are similar now. With the Blackhawks, everybody comments on how they're really a cohesive unit. They're all together. They care about each other. It really appears that this Cubs team right now is like that, too. You have some players that are better than others, but they're a team.
Yeah, they are really a team. And the Blackhawks formed their team. And when you think of teammates, there's not a greater teammate than Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook. Mm-hmm. And they were the original guys here. And we forget about that how many times. And when you think of Rizzo's been here for a couple of years longer than this team has formed. And it's great to see how he has done also. And he could be the MVP of the league this year on that one catch that he was on the, you know.
On the tarp?
Was. But it's really formed into a great team. And Rizzo and Bryant and Toews and Seabrook and Kane, they're all such great leaders that I think teammates and become better, and they enjoy the team.
I told the story earlier in the show. They cut to the dugout yesterday, and there's a scene. The score is tied 1-1, and they show Anthony Rizzo watching the game in the dugout with his arms, each arm around a teammate. They're all watching, kind of huddled up together, and I went, that's cool. That guy's just having fun playing baseball.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
And to think of, you know, how their coach, I saw a picture walking, or a video, the coach walking into the dressing room, and he had an outfit on that was unbelievable.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so the players are probably looking, going, if he's like that, I could be a little bit more flamboyant,
sure,
too. And that just brings out the character, and that brings out the creativeness of the player. And I think the Blackhawks did the same thing, and I know that the Cubs are doing it now, too.
Although you're not going to see Coach Q in anything flamboyant.
Probably not. Probably not.
He gets a little bit stretchy with a colorful tie every once in a while.
Right. We had Doc Emmerich in the studio with us yesterday because he came in town to call the game. And, Bill, you mentioned, are you surprised to see Andrew Shaw gone? I am shocked. I really am. I'm going to miss him so much. We all are.
He was a favorite. There's no doubt
Definitely
about it.
Definitely fan favorite.
You have to really feel great where he went. He went to one of our former Blackhawks is Bergevin. Mark Bergevin is the general manager in Montreal. And Bergie brought Andrew to Montreal to create a little bit of that team, what we were just talking about, that leadership that Montreal really needed. And Andrew brings so many other things to a team, and we're going to miss him. We're going to miss that that little bit of fire that we need
little
every once in a while.
Little bit of fire.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he was just fantastic. And everyone remembers him taking one in the face and getting right back out there and playing. And that's the kind of leader that's why he's got three rings on his fingers. And a lot of players want to chase him for that.
Such a spark plug.
I mean, honestly, really fantastic.
All the time. All right. So what's the key? The Blackhawks have had several great seasons of late. What's the key for this season being another successful season, do you think?
I really think there's one major key with this team right now, and that's health. You know, you have to stay healthy. Patrick Kane has to stay healthy. And Duncan Keith has to stay healthy. And so they really need to be, you know, blessed with good health and nobody hurt. And I think they'll do very, very well. I think their goaltending. Crawford doesn't get the notoriety that he really should get in
the
NHL.
He's one of the best goalies
without
ever.
A doubt. He's just fantastic. And I think that our defense with Campbell back in the lineup will be better. Our power play because of him will be better. Mm-hmm. And I think these young kids have to come and play. But I really think that our older guys, the guys that have been here a few more years, they have to stay healthy. And Duncan Keith and Patrick Sharp and Jonathan Toews and Seabrook, those guys need to stay healthy. And I think
Patrick
we'll have a
Sharp.
Great year. Or no, Patrick Kane. Sorry. Okay.
That was going to be the big surprise tonight.
Sorry, we blew it. And no Hjalmarsson tonight, correct? Yeah. He's out just tonight's game or two
more? One more on the suspension, right?
Yeah, I don't know how long he's out for, but he's out of tonight's game.
I will miss watching him.
Yeah.
That'd be
go Hawks. I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be a great year. And I think the competition right now in the NHL is so equal. It's going to make for, you know, when I played, you really had October and to get in shape and November to kind of get yourself. And then Christmas time, December was a lost cause. You had too much going on and there's a lot of things, you know, you had to buy your the babies or your girlfriend something. And so you had things occupying your mind, you know. January, you got serious about playing hockey. And today, I think, in the NHL, you have to be serious from day one.
Yeah.
And you get behind the eight ball in this league, and you might never find yourself back in it. Look at Columbus last year. They started so poorly with a fairly good team, but they just put themselves into a hole that was just incredible. And I think today, if you do that, you just will not be in the Stanley Cup final.
So true.
Their playoffs.
Thank you for being here. We always love talking to you, Grant. You know that.
I love coming here, and I love listening to you. I listen to you almost every day, and I love the stories.
Why not every day, Grant? Come on. Almost every day.
Some of these days, I have to work between 10 and noon and... And one and three.
No, it's understandable.
Yeah. We love you. You're welcome anytime, even though you are Bill's best friend.
Yeah, in the whole wide world.
And we'll see you at the hockey game tonight, Bill.
It'll be great. Take care. Thanks,
Grant. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.